Well, Pinkies, it's the Fade Driver once again. I'm back. It is...
Be
quiet.
But y'all...
I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me what show that was that just interrupted me. And I'll give you $2 if you use the name of the other person that's not Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, be quiet, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3471 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of May, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Plus, we've got voice letters and Miss Patty Bacon e-lettered. Hello, Valves. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your valves today because y'all... Big Fatty had the plumber was here, and he took care of my valve. Big Fatty, when you say things like that, it's just vulgar.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all, today, the 26th of May, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've met one of the two, people in this anniversarium. What are they called? They're the participants, not the participants. What are they? Anyway, y'all, one of them is Adam from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Yes, we got it. We love Adam. And,
I didn't forget
his husband, whose name should come to me. It's not Jerry. And it's not Tony. It'll come to me. Anyway, I don't remember. But y'all, it is Foul Monkey's Adam and his husband's anniversarium. And y'all, so if you see Adam or whatever his husband's name is on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy anniversarium, and don't tell them that Big Fatty couldn't remember Adam's husband's name.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
For the super flower blood moon. Y'all, it is the full moon today. And y'all, it's a super moon. And it is the flower moon because it's in May. Because, you know, May flowers. And it's a blood moon because it's a lunar, a partial lunar eclipse. So it gives it that that blood color. Anyway, y'all, there you have it. Before I go any further, y'all, I forgot to tell you that on Sunday, was it Sunday or Monday? It was Monday. I made some of my ham salad. Y'all, it's delicious. I took that ham that I got at the Von's East, and I chopped it up in my chopper, And y'all, I put a yellow mustard and a little and some Worcestershire in there and mixed it all together. Yo, by the way, you know, it was Brian in Danbury or in the Burries celebration of exiting the Burke Canal yesterday. And y'all, we are spirit animals because we both like the yellow mustard on our sausage biscuits. Yes, we pretty. anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine, crawled into the love chamber about 10 p.m. And y'all, I just tossed and turned. I was not ready to go to sleep, so I got up. And y'all, I did it. I ate some popcorn and some cheeses. Y'all, I did all the things that I don't like to do late night. But y'all, I watched The Good Doctor. And y'all, there was a camping calamity on The Good Doctor. So y'all, if you hadn't seen it, go watch it. I did finally go to sleep and slept like a baby. Got up, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, read the paper, and went on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, did the big circle and came back, and y'all, I was expecting the repair service plumber to come, and y'all, I was able to get my share and everything before he got here. And, y'all, he got here about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and, well, maybe a little bit before that. And, we went over the things that I needed to have fixed. Y'all, you know, I had those pop valves. Y'all, he told me that those were really made for mobile homes. They're not really intended for homes. So, y'all, he's replaced 10 of those here in the villa. he got my sure to work. Y'all, the hot water would, you know, you turn it on and the hot water would be there, and then all of a sudden it'd disappear. And and then I was having a squeak in my kitchen faucet, and so he was going to take care of that also. And y'all, he had to put a valve in, because y'all, the water pressure coming into the villa, y'all, this is probably why those things were going off. The water pressure was too high, and so he put a limiter in. Big fatty, will that mean your water bill will go down? No, because I pay the minimum anyway. Oh, never mind. Y'all, we had a hard time finding the damn shutoff area. And y'all, then we couldn't find the meter. But anyway, we were successful eventually. And y'all, he was hot. He was tall and thin and skinny, and had the long hair down to his collar, and he had the scruff on his chin. And y'all had big feet. Big feet. He was here like from, he took a break and he went and had a little lunch and made sure he had all the parts he needed. And then, y'all, he was here from like 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon till about 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I gave him a little tip for his extra service. And Big Fatty, and you were hoping he would give you the tip also. Well, maybe, but y'all, then young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, we've moved the hammock to the front yard of the villa, y'all, under the shade, and y'all, I think I'm really gonna like it there. I think that pretty much. Hey, let me just look here. Yes. That pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Cat is live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. I received an e-letter from the one and only Miss Patty Bacon, and y'all, I'm just going to read it to you right now. It says in the subject line, insert vague subject here. It says, ole, big. You know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needrabha, North Dakota. You know, Aberdeen is Needrabha backwards. I know it's been a month of Sundays since I've sent an e-letter, but I guess it's good I waited. Since you probably didn't have my special bumper with you when you went to Orlando, but did you bring your special chair? I did not bring the special chair, but I did have the special bumper. Big, I can barely think right now. The neighbor's dogs are barking so loudly, which reminds me. Ole, poodle, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon. Big Patty, why does the dogs remind her of me? I don't know. It says, now, Big, I haven't been to rodent land since the last century, but I was tickled to hear that there is now an Israeli pavilion at the Apricot at the Apricot Center. The Rosen Crown Pub sounds delicious. Hopefully there was some nice brisket on the menu. I'm sure there's that dreadfully plain flatbread, which I can skip. If you are eating carbonation, it should at least taste good. I hope they don't forget to leave a seat at the table for Jesus. For Jesus. I'll add it to my bucket list. It's pronounced bouquet list for the next time I go. Anyway, Mother Bacon went through a Kabbalah phase, so I know all about the brisket and the manischewitz. Anywho, she wore this red thread around her wrist that she had to pay the Kabbalah Center a lot of money for. She wanted me to get one too, but I told her I'd just wear a nice red blouse from the JCPenney at the mall. At the mall. That way my entire upper torso is covered in red thread. Now, I have not listened to the Shark Week episodes as I think my new car phone that looks like a TV is sick and may have the coronavirus. I was trying to figure out a way to listen. I think I heard that host of the canceled Beth Howland little show say he listens on the WW. I tried to play the little shows on my WW app, but it seems to only let me in a food and wait, not little shows. Life was so much easier when we listened to things on the Gazette tapes. Records came back from the dead. Maybe Gazette tapes will too. Anywho, Big, I think I need to go teach my neighbor a lesson about barking dogs. I'm gonna knock on his door and tell him how rude they are acting. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from you. And yes, those are definitely rude, I say, rude dogs. So, anyway, Patty, thank you for calling.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul Shayeti. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Lovely.
I'm still having problems with hay fever.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember if I mentioned that. It's been a bit of a drag. I'm having to get back into work.
I hate it when my hay has a fever.
Having to wear a mask on the train and with hay fever, it's not good.
But what
can you do?
Yes.
I had been hoping to get my mum to say hello to you, but...
Oh, hi, Mum.
I was recording with her.
Yes.
I know I mentioned to you that that she was recording things for me for my show.
Yes,
and I was
did.
Going to get her to do a message to you, but I completely forgot.
Oh!
But we did talk.
Going downtown.
Here's just a little bit so you can hear what my mum sounds like.
Okay, let's hear it. Oh, that's fancy sounding.
Hello, Mum. It's me, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. A bit fed up with this cold spring weather we're having. What about you?
About to go and hibernate again under the duvet, but there's a big grey and white cat under there, so I can't.
Well, you mustn't disturb him.
He doesn't like that I'm going back to work. He gets very cross.
I miss not being able to say hello to him.
There you go.
Oh,
that's my mum.
Lovely. Hi, Mum.
I was going to get her to say hello to you, but I thought, I'm going to have to explain to her.
Uh-huh.
But what about Poodle and Big Fatty and
yes.
Oh dear, the little show.
Oh dear.
It might take a week to explain it all.
But anyway,
at least
I don't get
you've
it.
Heard what my mum sounds like.
Uh-huh.
And she's been on the BFO now. So.
Yes.
Hooray.
Yes, hooray.
She doesn't know it. Anyway, that's
probably
cool.
Probably best.
So, I don't think I've got any news.
No news, okay.
I'm going to have my second Fauci Ouchie.
Oh, lovely.
About a week from now. So,
oh, lovely.
By the time you play this, I'll have probably had it. So at least I'll have had both of those.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll send you another message after I've had that second
Fauci
injection.
Yes. Yes. It's a hot beef injection.
I hope you're both okay. You take care.
We're lovely.
And I'll speak to you soon.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shayeti. And Shayeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Shayeti, I believe when you sent that to me, you had asked me a question if I would help out on something, and it's coming back to me that I'm not sure I responded to you, but I'm happy to help out on a little project that you had going. Just keep me in mind. Yes, Big Fatty. And it was lovely to hear you, Mum. Big Fatty, I thought Mum was a flower. Well, a mum is a flower, and a mama is something that throws a parade every now and then. And a hummer, Big Fatty, we know what a hummer is. Do mums give hummers? Big Fatty, shut up. Shayeti, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all be joining Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, for lunch. Y'all, I did get a follow-up from K. Miller, the lurker. Hadn't had any more lurkers, but K. Miller says that K. Miller lives in the land of the mud hens. And, you know, that's Toledo, Ohio. Been listening since 2017. So, anyway, K. Miller, I hope we get a couple more, too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye driver. Y'all, he fucked up his latest show, but he fixed it because of Big Fatty. And Big Fatty helped you, didn't he?
Oh, be quiet, Big Fatty.
Okay, well, if you want me to be quiet, I'll just be quiet when the music starts.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.